Well, as we continue our journey through the Bible, we come today to Psalm 29. We're going to look at verses 1 through 9. This is a psalm of David. Ascribe to the Lord, you heavenly beings. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the glory due His name. Worship the Lord in the splendor of His holiness. The voice of the Lord is over the waters. The God of glory thunders. The Lord thunders over the mighty waters. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is majestic. The voice of the Lord breaks the cedars. The Lord breaks in pieces the cedars of Lebanon. He makes Lebanon leap like a calf, Sirion like a young wild donkey. The voice of the Lord strikes with flashes of lightning. The voice of the Lord shakes the desert. The Lord shakes the deserts of Kadesh. The voice of the Lord twists the oaks and strips the forest bare. And in His temple all cry, glory. The voice of the Lord, we heard that over and over in this psalm, and it's the voice of the Lord that we often hear in the storm. As the clouds build up and the thunder rumbles and the sky fills with blinding flashes of lightning, the power of God in creation is heard in surround sound and seen in HD. God's voice is powerful. God's voice is majestic. One bolt of lightning can twist mighty trees and shake the floors of the desert. That's the voice of the Lord. That's its power. The voice of the Lord is heard in the storm. As the dark clouds or difficult circumstances cover our lives, God's voice is unmistakable. Pain has a way of alleviating distractions and opens our ears to hear what God is saying with unusual clarity. It was C.S. Lewis who famously said, "We can ignore even pleasure, but pain insists upon being attended to. God whispers to us in our pleasure, speaks to us in our conscience, but shouts in our pain. It is the megaphone to rouse a deaf world." The voice of the Lord is heard in the storm. So, Father, thank You for speaking clearly when we need to hear You clearly. Thank You for speaking us in the midst of life's storms. May our ears be tuned to hear You every day. In Jesus' name, amen.